If somebody has their cell phone free, give them a call.
I'll call him real quick. Give me 30 seconds.
Yep, not a problem.
You can hear in Jared's voice, he's sick right now, so he has a what do you call a medical Zoom call in 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing they can do that virtual stuff.
I think it's awesome. I haven't taken advantage of it yet, but I mean, when you're sick, you don't feel like going to a doctor's office.
Yeah, I did my first one, I don't know, a month or so ago. It was kind of interesting. I liked it, like you said. I didn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of people.
I got no answer from him, so I think we should probably just start.
This is Greg
Have a
MacArthur. I
call.
just got on, so I'm here.
Okay,
Okay.
perfect.
Thanks, Greg. All right, the recording's going, so we'll go ahead. We'll call to order the Siena Hills Public Infrastructure District. Today is November 13th. It is 2:34 in the afternoon. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So everyone on the call for the call to order, if you could state your name for the recording and for the record, and the board will start with you. Ted, do you want to start?
Sure. This is Ted Wheeler. And what else did you say?
That's what we
That's it.
needed.
Oh,
Just
Jared
yep.
Wheeler is here as well.
It's Greg MacArthur.
Greg Whitehead.
David Hutchison with CLA.
And I believe Christy is back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have anyone else there at the anchor location?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's go to the agenda. So we have the minutes from our last board meeting on July 10th. Board, did you have a chance to review those, and do they look accurate to you?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thanks, Greg.
And I'll second him. Ted Wheeler.
Thanks, Ted. All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, that's unanimous. All right, let's go to item 2 and 3. They're both going to get covered by David from CLA. So, David, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, thanks, Michael. We'll start off with the September 30th financial statements and for Siena Hills PID number 1 balance sheet. We have in the debt service fund, the UMB bond fund, $1,218,948 rounded, and in the reserve fund, $952,884 rounded. And remaining in the capital projects fund, the project fund itself is $22,925 rounded. Going on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We have $51,000 budgeted for expenditures, and to date, or as of 9:30, there's $19,318 consisting of accounting, auditing, insurance, and legal expenses. And then there's been transfers from other funds of $19,318 rounded to pay for those.
Okay.
There a question there? Sorry.
No, huh?
Okay. Okay, I'll move on to the debt service fund. So as of September 30th, there's revenues interest income of $91,821. Expenditures for the year, paying agent fees $4,000, and bond interest payments of $630,788 rounded. And other financing sources, we've had transfers from other funds of the $4,000 to pay for those paying agent fees. And moving on to the capital projects fund. For revenues of interest income of $24,308 rounded, and expenditures of engineering $25,884 rounded, and capital outlay of $1,692,352 rounded, and then transfers to other funds of $23,318 rounded. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $22,925 rounded.
On the other financing source or transfer to other funds, what is that one?
On the this transfer to the other funds is
20,000, yeah.
So it's broken up between the 4,000 that was sent to the debt service fund to pay for the paying agent fees and the 19,000 in the general fund to pay for those administrative costs.
Okay. A question I have, if we're running short in this account to pay infrastructure, can we transfer from another account to this account?
Infrastructure as in the capital outlay projects?
Right.
My understanding here is the only other funds, like, so if I go back up to the balance sheet, there is the bond fund, which is capitalized interest meant to pay for the debt servicing. And then the reserve fund is also reserved for that as kind of an emergency fund to pay for debt service also.
Okay, so the answer is no?
Correct.
Okay, because the reason I asked is it was brought up at the last meeting or the meeting before that could be done, or at least was a possibility. I didn't think we needed it at the time, but we are a little bit short, about 200,000 short. So that's why I asked.
Okay. I will have to double check on the interest portion of this bond fund, because when we get into the budget, I will be able to show you the reserve amount and then what's left in the capitalized interest.
Okay.
And then I can confirm with Shelby if that portion could be moved over, but okay. I don't believe it does, but I will confirm for sure on that.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like the interest fund should be a little bit higher since rates went up, you know, after we estimated. Right. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for addressing that.
Okay. Any other questions on the financial statements?
Hey, board. So what we'll need then is a motion to accept the financial statements as presented.
I'll make a motion to accept the financial statements as presented.
Thanks. I'll second that motion.
Was that
Greg MacArthur? Greg White and Greg MacArthur. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 That was unanimous. Appreciate it. All right, David.
Okay, so moving on to the budget for 2025. I think we'll go ahead and start in the general fund a little bit easier here. And so what we were looking at here is based on the estimates of what was budgeted for the current year, we've to date, we are below the actual expenditures. And so just as
Hey, David, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Will you just watch for Justin Wayman to be asking to be admitted? He just called me and I sent him the link. So just keep your eye out for him, would you?
Okay, yeah. Michael would be able to add him in there.
Okay, thank you.
We will, Jared. Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, so with that said, the estimates of what we put in here are based on the budget amounts. It's not necessarily what's going to happen, but with that, there was the remaining amount that was in the capital project fund. We figured that was probably going to go towards capital outlay costs. So we were saying that would not be transferred here anymore, where some of these other ones were transferred. And if that's the case, then we would need a developer advance to cover that for the remaining portion of the year. But again, that also depends if those costs do come in higher than what they're currently at. And so there's still the budget costs, auditing costs, and then additional legal costs that could happen. This miscellaneous most likely will not happen, so that's a little bit less. Okay, and then so for 2025, we've budgeted a 2% increase on this, so that the budget would be a total of $52,020. Likewise, we'd also have developer advances of $43,643. We've estimated, based on the state website of property taxes, they were saying that there's estimated $12,377 that would be transferred into the general fund as far as the admin carve out. That would help to cover these administrative costs here. And then from there also, we're saying transfers out to other funds, $4,000 to pay for that paying agent fees for UMB. And that would end up with a $0 balance at the end of the period. And debt service for 2025, there's the $12,377 as property taxes to be applied into this next year. And then interest income, we've estimated $71,000. And then transfers from other funds, $4,000 for those paying agent fees there, and bond interest payment of $630,788. So what I was talking about earlier, the capitalized interest, that fund that had, or the bond fund, it's started out at this $1.7 million, and then it has, as the bond payments have been, or the interest payments have been made, that has reduced that fund down. So the difference between what's in there right now, the $1 million, $1,089,861 is what has been earned as interest over the year. And so I'll confirm what I was saying earlier, if that can be transferred over, but I believe it can only be used for debt service purposes. But the end of 2025, there will be $459,000 left. And then in the reserve fund, there's $934,500 dedicated as a reserve. And moving to the capital projects. So we have $0 budgeted for 25, and assuming that the remaining amount of money that's in the project fund plus any interest earned throughout the rest of the year would be applied towards capital projects and capital outlay. So estimating just a slightly more, another $270 on top of this of interest income for a total of $24,578. And then engineering costs, this stay the same as what it's currently at. And then throughout the rest of the year, we'd get up to $1,715,000 of capital outlay. So any questions, concerns, comments you guys like to discuss on the budget, amendments, ideas?
I was just going to add that whatever doesn't get spent by year's end will automatically roll into 25. So if we need to come back in 25 and do any budget amendments, we can do that. Also, I will double check with Matt, but we should have a reimbursement agreement so that any developer advances, we can pay back. out of future funds, basically a loan that the district will pay back to you as the development group for any of those admin costs. So if we don't have that, I'll make sure we get it on the next agenda, but we should have a reimbursement agreement for that.
Okay.
Just so you know. Had we lost you if you were trying to say anything?
Do we have everybody on? Justin Wayman?
Yeah, Justin's here now.
Sorry, I was a little bit late getting out of the other appointment.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. We had a quorum.
And I think Jared's got to go, so.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I jumped in. I missed most of it, but it sounded right to me for what I caught. I was having technical difficulties, so I couldn't speak for a while.
Greg, do you have any questions?
No, it sounds fine to me.
Yeah, I don't have any questions here.
Okay,
perfect. So board, what we'll need then is a motion to approve the tentative budget. We will then set up a public hearing for the next board meeting in December. So we'll have the public hearing on the budget and then approve the budget. I'll talk to Matt, make sure on that reimbursement agreement. If we don't, we'll get one on that agenda. I just don't remember if we have or haven't done it. So I'll go back and double check.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. All right, so can I get him?
Do we have a date set for December?
It should be the same. What is this? The second Wednesday. So it should be the second Wednesday at 2:30. Let me pull it up and see. Remember when we do the annual meeting notice every year?
Yeah.
So it is. It's Wednesday the 11th at 2:30.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. All right, so what I'll need then is a motion to approve the tentative budget and then to set a public hearing on December, was it 13th? No, December 11th at 2:30.
I'll make a motion as stated. I mean, unless you want me to say it all.
Nope, you're good. That's Greg Whitehead.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Justin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. David, did you have something that you wanted to
bring up? I was just going to ask you, Michael, if you could forward that invite to me for the 11th of December.
Yeah, we will.
Perfect.
All right, board, anything else that anybody has you guys need to bring up, want to talk about?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Does anybody else have anything?
I don't.
Justin?
I don't.
Greg? No. Okay.
No. All right. So if we can get a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thanks, Greg.
Second.
Thanks, Justin. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Hey, good to see you guys.
Never had anybody object to closing the meeting yet. Just want to make that on the record. I've been to hundreds of these. I've never had anybody say object. I want to go longer.
I feel like you just did that, Justin.
Let's see you guys later.